Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Hey, you run quite a bit of the no huddle. By any chance, do you kind of look to Peyton Manning as maybe someone that you look up to and maybe have studied as you run that offense?
Absolutely. You know, I think he kind of set the benchmark for quarterbacks playing in that no huddle system, really in the modern era. And I think if you're not looking to see how he does it and to see some of the things that he does in it, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage. I think every quarterback in the league will tell you that at some point or another they've watched what Peyton's doing to try and learn from it and take some of the things that he does and apply it to what they do.
How about your two receivers, Roddy White and Julio? You think you got maybe the best receiver combination in the league?
You know, I think they're right up there, that's for sure. I think those guys are as good as anybody. And, they're great teammates, unselfish guys that just want to win. And two guys with, a ton of talent and a really good work ethic. So I'm lucky to have both of them.
Man, what's your impression of the cornerbacks here now that Tracy Porter has joined Champ Bailey in the backfield?
That's a solid secondary. Obviously, we've played against Tracy Porter quite a few times when he was with New Orleans. And we know, he's a talented guy, can make some plays, is capable of coming up with a big interception at any time. Obviously, a Super Bowl interception comes to mind. And then Champ is... He perennially one of the best in the game. Just a solid corner. Still has a ton of speed. Very savvy. Understands his defense. And it's going to be a tough test for us.
Matt, five rookies started at quarterback last week in the opener. What are your recollections about your first year and some of the challenges?
That's difficult. There's no question about it. It seems more and more these guys are making it look easier and easier. It's one of those things. I think for me, looking back on it, the biggest thing was just trying to keep your head down and work hard. And there's going to be ups and downs and some weeks where you play well, some weeks where you don't. And you just need to keep working and keep improving week to week.
Was the hardest part the football part or just handling the job?
Handling the job, I think. There's so much more that goes into playing quarterback in this league than just showing up and playing on Sundays. I think, when you realize the amount of work it takes to really get yourself prepared to play, it's different from college. And, that was a difficult part. Playing is obviously difficult, too. You're going against the best athletes in the world every Sunday, and there's no let-up. So it's really a combination of the two.
Are you glad, looking back, you played that first year, or would you like to have watched a little bit?
No, I'm glad I played. I think, the best experience you can get is out there on the field. And, I learned so much. I was such a different player at the end of my rookie year than I was at the beginning. And I think without that experience on the field, I wouldn't have been that way. So I'm very thankful that I played.
Can you remember a particular play maybe, perhaps, that was a signal to you of how different it was going to be?
I remember a game, week one, my rookie year, we played Detroit and we rolled. We played really, really well, had a high completion percentage and did things pretty well. Then week two, we went down to Tampa, and I think I was maybe 3 of 18 in the first half and was just getting hit left and right. So that was one of those welcome to the NFL moments, kind of wakes you up, shows you that it's going to be difficult week to week. And, I learned a lot from it.
How much is it fair to say your no huddle has evolved quite a bit this year?
Yeah, I think it's, we started doing it my rookie year,
right.
And I think it's evolved a lot from where we were then until now. I've become more comfortable in it. I think our team has become more comfortable in it because we've done a bunch of it. And that takes time. I mean, it takes time and guys being on the same page and repping it quite a bit and having those experiences in practice and out on the field that – that you really start to feel confident when you're doing it. And I think we feel confident in it right now, and we've had some success with it.
What do you like about the no huddle, and what are some of the hazards about it?
Well, you know, in certain instances, it limits, you know, the personnel that you can use on the field. But at the same time, it limits what a defense can do in terms of their personnel. I think your package, your menu of plays is probably a little bit smaller than it would be if you were huddling the entire time. But at the same time, the catch-22 is that the defense's menu of calls is a little bit smaller as well. So there's pluses and minuses, and you know, you just have to adjust to that.
Matt, when you're going up against a pass rush off the edges like Von Miller and Elvis Dumervil, how does that change the way you prepare and the way you approach the game?
Well, I think, you know, in terms of your protection schemes, you've got to understand, you got to know where those guys are at. And you got to have, you know, the appropriate ways to try and combat that. And we will, you know, we certainly will. I think that's a big part of game planning, is trying to identify where those guys are at and make sure we know how we're going to take care of them. And we'll work hard on that this week.
Matt, I'm sure there's buzz around there that Roddy White was kind of tweeting about what he saw from his preliminary film study with the Broncos and maybe being able to exploit him over the top. Is that something that you think that's the way that if you're going to beat this Broncos defense, you got to go over the top on him?
I mean, you know, I'm not going to get into our plan, but, you know, they play defense the same way everybody else does in the NFL. I mean, they give you some chances, they take some chances defensively, but they'll also play coverage, and they've got talented guys on the edges. So, you know, we'll have our plan set accordingly, but it's going to be a tough challenge for us.
Do you want your wide receivers to keep the game plan to themselves too?
No, I like that they're confident. I like that those guys, you know, want to go out there and make plays.
What kind of advantage does the big athletic wide receiver, you have one with Julio Jones, Broncos, you could make the argument with Demaryius Thomas, what unique advantages does that give you?
You know, it gives you, you know, a big window to throw to, a big radius to throw to. And, you know, you just have to have confidence. When you've got bigger guys as a quarterback, you have to trust that even when they look covered, they're not, because, you know, they're capable of making those plays. And that takes some time to adjust to. But it's a good luxury to have. It really is, because they make some throws that aren't necessarily perfect look really good because they're so long and so athletic, and that helps.
With Julio, how has he improved, and why year one to year two?
I think, you know, he's improved in a lot of different areas. I think the reason is, you know, experience. And I think really having this offseason to work with our wide receivers coach, Terry Rubisky, through OTAs, through training camp, that helped him a lot. And, you know, I think specific areas, he's really on top of our game plans, understands our offense, understands how to run routes to get open. I think his route running is much better this year than it was last year, and he's still got the, you know, physical ability to just, you know, go out there and make plays.
So, Matt, how do you develop that trust when the guy's not open and you just have to say, okay, here I go, and you throw it anyway?
Trial and error. I think, you know, it starts on the practice field. It starts by, you know, pushing yourself to see, you know, what I'm capable of, what he's capable of, and spending a lot of time talking about it. And we've done that. We've both worked really hard on that, and I think we're both on the same page. He knows that even if it's covered, you know, I'm going to try and put it in a certain spot so he can make a play on it, and yeah, it's been good for us.
I think we're good, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. See you Monday.
Thank you.